Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson. I'll be your host today, and also I'll be the oracle that you'll be calling into today for your psychic questions to be answered. Cynthia's in the control room, controlling the board, and looking at the chat room for special questions, and I'll be on the board today doing this. I'm opening with the prayer this morning. One thing I want to say about today's show, though, if there are a lot of people waiting on the lines, we can't get to everybody. I want to give everybody an equal opportunity to get their questions answered. So what I would suggest, just have one specific question that you want answered, and we can do that right away and answer the question, and we'll go on to the next person so they can get an opportunity as well. It will only be fair to them and to you if you were waiting in the line for a long time. So we do that. If we have more time, of course, we'll go back and get you again for the next question you may have, okay? So let's open with the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you, by the power and the energy of all the forces in me and everyone, to listen in and hear with their heart, not just with their ears, but with their heart space, to listen, understanding the wisdom and the intuitive gifts that each of us have. Let me be the one to guide them along the way, not to take responsibility for their lives, because that's their job, but to give them insight and wisdom along the path of upliftment, ascension, and enlightenment. I believe it is so, and so it is. All righty. We're going to get to the lines pretty soon. If you have a question, think about that and call in. And the number is 914. Let me see the board. 338-0590. Okay. 914-338-0590. That's the call-in number. So press 1 on your keypad if you have a psychic question, one question you want answered, and we'll do that right away. Okay, I see the first caller. Area code 347.
Oh, good morning. Can you pass me because I'm on the bus?
Can I pass you because you're on the bar?
No, I'm on the bus.
On the bus? Oh, on the bus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you can't answer any questions. You said just pass you by?
Yeah, because I know you can't hear me too properly, me being on the bus.
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, okay. I can. What is your name?
Okay. Good morning, Brother Reggie. My name is Soroya.
Soroya, I love that name, Soroya.
Thank you very much.
And what's the question you have for us today?
My question is, there is a lot going on, and I just want to know, I know everything happens in place and time, and I just need guidance in the right spirit on how to handle it, as far as these emotional energies, especially coming from my children. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I pray for them and I talk to them, and it's like still not enough for them. So if there's something that I'm missing that I need to be more attentive to.
Do you have three children?
No, I have five.
Oh, my God, you have a baseball team.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought there were three. I saw three in my mind. I saw a heart and I saw three swords with the heart, which means the people, the most troubling, will be one girl and one boy. There's always constant stuff in their minds. But their energy is very loving. Don't get that wrong. And they're crystal children, which means they have a very unusual perspective about life and growth. So one thing in the direction of spiritual growth, always let them know, no matter what, how much you love them. I know you do that already with counseling and wisdom that you do already. But show them every single morning that you love them as much as God loves them. And I'm with you even when you think mommy's not with you. I am there in spirit with you. And you can talk to me. I love you. I see you. I'm wishing everything the best for you. You're special children. You have special gifts. So we can't argue with each other. It brings a bad energy. Just love each other and love the family as one, no matter what happens. I don't feel the husband. Where is he?
He's He's there, but like you said, he's not there, you know.
Emotionally, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, mommy loves you, daddy loves you too, but we love you in different ways. Always bringing the positive aspect to the family. Okay? And try that.
Okay.
For 7 days, and watch what happens. You're going to be amazed. And if they ask you why you're burning a white candle, God talks to me, just to say something like that. And guess what happens? It brings peace to the family.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Reggie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye, Soraya. You too. Any wonderful callers? Again, please press 1.
Hello.
Okay. In the 917 area code.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. It's Tina. How are you?
Tina, how are you?
I'm excellent. Are you? I called to see where you were yesterday.
Oh, my God. I know. We were out yesterday having a good time. We had to do so much. I had to go to appointments like crazy, and nobody was there to run the show. And Miss, we had to both be there. It took us like 4 hours. I said, oh, my God, this is crazy. So it all worked out.
We were praying for you.
I know you did. I thank you for your prayers. I can feel them, you know. Tina, how's your love life?
It's fine. I wanted to ask about Michael.
Okay. Which one is Michael? I'm scared to ask.
This is a new one.
I know. I know. That's the first thing I asked you, how's your love life? I felt somebody new. But you know what? Be careful when you're integrating different lovers, because Michael has a very powerful energy, and his name means he who is like God, or he who sees God. Michael is a very spiritual person, but he's going back and forth and back and forth about what his feelings are. So he has to get over a lot of crap from the past and get over it. But he's a very gentle guy, a very nice guy. He's very protective of you.
Okay.
Very protective of you, and that's a very good thing. And even though he may know about other people involved in your life, he doesn't want to know. You know what I mean? That will make him crazy. So. You don't want that. I see Michael doing a lot of good things for you, too, working really hard and doing stuff. But there's an energy right now about spiritual things with the church, about his life with God or whatever. That's out of his life. He wants other things to do. If he wants things to happen, he's got to get more in line with his own truth.
That's true. Oh, he's doing that. We were actually praying.
Good.
We
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. It's for his own spiritual growth, okay? But
yeah.
He's a nice guy. But make your mind up, I'm telling you now. You don't want any drama.
I like this one. That's why I didn't work out with the other one.
Okay, well, good for you. You're picking these people like fruit off a tree. Don't be careful.
I was with one person for 10 years and then I
talked to
another person.
I know that. I'm kidding. That's why I said who he is. But I know, I'm just teasing you. But I know it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Do you see a purpose? Do you see where it's going? Or he's supposed to come visit soon.
He will. And what state is Michael in?
He's in Delaware. I'm in New Jersey.
Right. So when he comes to see you and visit you, it's going to be a good thing. You know, he's got a lot of good energy. So let it be. And I'm going to let you call me back in a little bit because I got a lot of people waiting in the line, in the queue.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. All right. Press 1 on your keypad. Area code 203.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
My name is Toya.
Toya? Oh, wow. I have my niece named Toya. Yeah.
My question to you would have been, I need a vehicle very bad.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what's happening? I know that's like a retarded question, but...
No, that's not a retarded question. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's important for me, Toya, because... when you want something so bad, you have to see it just as clearly as you can in your mind. First of all, you have to be very clear about what kind of vehicle you would like to have.
Okay.
And see yourself in driving the vehicle with no problem. Don't worry about how am I going to pay for it, where it's going to come from. Since you got a car one time that was donated to her, a beautiful car, you know, so... when you say you want something bad enough, don't just say any kind of car. Just say, I want this specific kind of car. I see myself driving it. I see myself sitting in the car. I see myself driving to work and to the grocery store and everything else, into my girlfriend's house. I'm smelling the leather in the car, the brand-new luxury vehicle. I can smell the engine. I'm at the gas station putting gas in my car. I'm so excited because now I just cleaned it at the car wash. It's beautiful. Everything is shiny and sparkling. Oh, my God, I'm excited about this car. And feel how it feels to be behind the wheel, looking all cute and flashy in your car. And you know what? When you see that and get that feeling, you're sending out a vibration to the universe. And when the universe gets the vibration and brings it back to you, your car is showing up.
Okay.
But you have to be very specific about what kind of car and see it in your mind. God always answers prayer. Okay,
that
Toya?
That is so true.
Always.
That is so true.
Exactly.
So will I have one this year?
Yes, you will. I
see
it happening right now. You know what you have to see? Don't say this year. I see that car right now. I see myself in that car now.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. I really mean that because you know what? You never know who's going to donate or something's going to happen. Somebody's getting a brand new one, give you theirs. You never know what's going to happen. So let the universe handle it the way it's supposed to. All you do is launch your desire and wait for the result.
Okay.
And go about your business every day. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So welcome. And enjoy driving your car. Enjoy driving that car.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Next car is 617.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Annette. How are you?
Annette. Oh, my God. You sound so calm and beautiful this morning.
Oh, thank you. I just woke up.
Okay.
So no drama yet.
No drama. Oh, bless your heart. I know. It's okay.
My question is, I have a court case coming up in June,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of anxiety in regards to it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to erase the anxiety, first of all.
Yes.
When court cases come up, there's certain things you do. Get a blue candle, and it's going to blow your mind when you do it. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to say, oh, my God, how did that happen? The judges, the attorneys, and the defendants, and everybody else in this case, this is really weird. What's going on here? You're being protected. The blue candle represents the power of protection by the angel Michael.
Okay.
And when you do that, you're going to sprinkle some cinnamon around the bottom of the candle because cinnamon means the fire of God working with the protection of God.
Okay.
When you light that candle, some magical illumination happens with the court case. What you're going to say is, I thank God for the energy of fairness and justice on my behalf. The supreme justice is God of everything in the universe.
Amen.
No man can hold anything against me because I have the supreme judge of the world on my side.
Amen.
So I know that all the blockages, all the fears, all the anxiety, all the regrets, all the re-emotionalizing of patterns that happen are now erased. And I thank God for freedom. I'm walking in freedom.
Amen.
I'm not holding anything against me or anyone else. And I thank God for breaking the boundaries and the chains of all this negative energy and fear because it's not real. It's just an illusion.
Yeah.
And God is supreme justice. And I let that go. And I believe it is so. And so it is. You light that candle and do that. And try this for a few days before June, the court case.
Okay.
And watch what happens. In 7 days, watch the miracle. I'm not kidding.
Okay. All right.
And let me know how it goes.
Your school. Are you still having your school?
Yes, I'm having a mystery school starting in June.
Okay.
Right here in Atlanta.
Good.
It's going to be every quarter. We do it every 3 months. And then we graduate the following year. So that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And you have the number to call if you need to do it.
Some
courses will be online.
Okay.
You have a toll-free number for me?
No, I don't. That would be great to have.
Okay, 800-401.
Mm-hmm.
8129.
Good. Good. Thank you so much, and blessings
to you. You're
so welcome.
You too.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, 770, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning. Who's this calling in? That beautiful voice.
This is Charm.
Charm. Oh, my goodness. How are you? And how's your charmed life?
Great.
Okay.
Full of excitement. I have my lease coming. Is due this month, and I want to move into a house.
Yes.
I just don't know where. Do you see me moving into a house?
Yes. You said you don't know where?
No.
That's the first thing you have to plot when you want a desire to be answered. Find an area where you are that appeals to you. I'm not kidding. Your whole body becomes a pendulum for location.
Well, I do have that. I do know the key areas I want to go to, Buckhead, Brookhaven, or Tuckle Hills. I just don't know where's the house. And
that's okay. Drive around. And when you drive around and look in the area, feel the vibration of the area. It will tell you the trees, the energy, the brook, the air, everything will let you know, wow, this feels good. And when you get that feeling, this is what you do. This is where I want to live. This is where I want my house. And thank you, God, for leading me into this direction. I saw a lady do that, and she was sitting outside of the house, and her husband said, why are you sitting out here? This house is already sold. She said, no, I'm claiming this house. Nobody's going to get hurt or injured. This is the house I'm supposed to have. A few months later, or was it a few weeks later, the lady who was in the house moved out, and that house became available. But she had claimed it and saw it as real in her mind. And when she did that, it became real in her experience. Without any doubt, without any hesitation. And you see it, you believe it, you claim it, it's yours. Okay. Even if there's no house there yet, it will be for you. In some new development happening or whatever, see yourself in the house and walking around on what kind of floor you want, what kind of entryway, what kind of landscape, what kind of doors, all the way down to the doorknobs, if they're gold or whatever, and see the beautiful door and the glass in the door and the whole thing in the house, and see yourself living there, having a good time and feeling proud and glad that you were able to get this house and that you'll always have it and be thankful for it in advance. That's the secret. Jesus said, when you believe, see something, and you believe it and are grateful in advance, it shall be done unto you. That's the law.
Thank you.
Okay, baby.
I will see that.
Okay, all right. Anyone else want to call in? You are the key to life itself. God gave you grant energy. Area code 917. 917. Area code 917. And the first three numbers are 376. No? Okay. Area code 443.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this
Good
Cody?
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Reggie?
I'm great. Is this Cody?
Of course.
You said of course. Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm much better. Thank you for asking. My
oh, that's good.
My sister called me last night, and we just full of good information, and I wanted to call and tell her thank you again, and we're going to pursue that. But I wanted to know, what do you see in the stars or in the universe with me? I'm tired of crying, so I just want to see what they say.
Right. You know what I see? I see you saying something very powerful to bring in a new vibrational frequency into your life for goodness, for success, for money, for love. Okay. And what you're going to say is, thank you, God, for love and prosperity and for good health and for sound sleep, where I'm not pacing the floor and worried about anything, and burn a white candle for peace and for love. Like the Holy Spirit energy, the white dove, you burn that white candle to illuminate that whole house. Because every day when you light the candle, it represents your faith. It's a point of contact between your faith in the physical realm and your faith in God in the spiritual realm. And do it every day and say, I am so grateful. Thank you, God, for my life bringing me peace, prosperity, and love.
Thank you.
And call me.
I will.
Watch what happens to your life as it changes. Your mind is going to be blown how God answers you so quickly.
Well, quickly, I want to share something with you, and then I'm going to get off the phone.
All right.
I haven't been sleeping good.
I know. I said you won't be pacing the floor and not sleeping. I saw it in my mind.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. I said, wow. Yeah, last night I got some sleep, but I used the CPAC and it helped me because I start breathing when I'm sleeping,
Right,
And and that CPAC helped me, and I just come from walking about 2 miles. So
wow.
I feel pretty great, yeah. I feel pretty great. I just
That's
wanted
good.
To say that. But I'm going to get my camera today and burn it tonight, so.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm sending my blessings to you, Cody.
Thank you.
All righty.
All righty.
Let's see if anybody else is on the line asking questions. No? So if there's no one else, what we can do is go back to the beginning. If there's someone else who already had a call in and you have another question, call in. There's other people listening in, but they're not pressing one. So if you don't have any questions on your keypad for pressing one, if you had one already, I'll do the next one. Who's next? It's Ellen, I think, area code. Ellen, that's you.
Hello, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Ellen. How are you?
Okay. Ready to start a wonderful weekend.
Oh, great. I'm glad. I love that attitude.
I'm calling because I would just like an oracle message. I don't have a specific question.
Okay, that's okay. And one of the oracle messages is very profound. I don't mind that either. One thing I do see is a powerful energy, and the energy is in the card of the Ace of Wands. Wands are very powerful, fire energy. Like a fire sign person or the energy of restarting something new or changing your life, changing yourself and the way you see things and your perspective, the way things are going for you. They're not bad, but they're not the way you want them to go. That's what this card means. And things are going to get better for you as you change your thinking and then your life changes. So keep in perspective all the desires of your heart, and you're good. You always reach out to people. I see that, and that's a good sign. You're not trying to dogmatize them, but you're trying to show them the way and help them. And especially women, like a women's group or circle, that's a good thing for you to be in because you're very powerful dynamically because you're patient and calm with the energy. And spirit is showing you the way to ascend. So that's the one thing I do see.
It sounds wonderful, and actually it's kind of consistent with a dream I had last night. So I have to say thank you so much.
Well, now, what's the dream? I'm curious.
One is that I was announced, people thought I was dead.
Right.
But at the same time, I was on like an elevated train line. So there's like, you know, being on a different level, there's stuff about like my old self not going away. So there's, so it kind of goes with what my dream was.
Yes, because the dream, when people thought you were dead, that means that you're not the same person. The Bible says you're dead unto this life and all things become new.
Yeah.
That's what it means. You're changing your individuated perspective about your life itself. And I'm glad you're changing because when you change your thinking, you change your life. When they thought you were dead, the old Ellen is not there anymore. There's a new perspective, a new person taking on a new charge, a new life. That fire in the wand means transmuting. So you're changing. That's good for you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie, and I
you're
wish
welcome.
You a wonderful weekend.
All right. You too. Have a great weekend. Anybody else want to call in? 661. Ooh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rita.
Oh, wow. Okay, Rita.
I had some issues with my job yesterday, and I'm off work for a few days, and I'm just wondering what direction, because they're laying everybody off.
Right.
And they've been, like, nitpicking with
me. Yeah. Because that's their way of seeing who's going to respond a certain way and how you're going to handle it, if they're going to keep you or lose you. Even though you've done great work for them and made them money, a lot of times people get really stupid. They make you think you don't know what you're doing or accusing you of things that's not true at all. So in the meantime, if you want to go back to that job, see yourself there and see yourself being happy. And don't worry about being resentful about being laid off. This is their loss if they want to do that. And in the meantime, if you want something more elevated in terms of money and job, I would look for something. But in the meantime, don't hold any grudges. Don't get angry. Don't curse the job because it'll get worse.
Okay, I'm not going to go back.
You don't want to go back?
It's going to close down our entire site, so there's really no reason for me to go back at this time.
Okay, so what you want to do in that case, if there's no need, bless the place now that you're gone. Bless them. And look for something else and be grateful that in advance that you have found something that meets your needs and serves your budget and helps you to grow. Okay? All right. 310. Wow. California. Who's in 310?
California.
Oh, Pam, of course. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You started singing. I said, it's got to be Pam. And how's Tristan?
He's sleeping. He's fine.
Homework
done.
I know, that's a teenage thing. I'm going to stay in bed all day and get up at night like a vampire. I know.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, let's see, what do I want to say today? You know, I would ask, you know, I heard the young lady two calls before. I just got on the phone, and she said something about an oracle something. What is that?
An oracle is either a person, a live person, or an object like tarot cards, crystals, where people can gain knowledge and insight or insightful information intuitively to prognosticate the future or tell you things that's going on in your present or tell you how to get rid of the past and what lessons you're learning. That's what an oracle is. We call it Oracle Friday because we have live people who are intuitive, who guide wisdom, and they become the oracle. Because in Greece, ancient Greece, Apollo went to an oracle at Delphi. And the oracle was a woman sitting at the temple and told him everything, and it all happened.
Mm,
so the oracle became very famous, very powerful.
Okay.
So we're calling it Oracle Friday.
Can I have something oracle?
Yes, you may. Not can I, but may I. Because, you know, can means you have the ability, and I'm sure you do. So may you have something of oracle. Yes, you may. And what question do you have?
There's too many, so I'm just gonna just be quiet.
You want a general? You want something general? Want me to pull a card for you?
Yeah, that would work. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh wow, the Ten of Wands, and there's a man in the card with a red robe on. I hope it's a man. It could be a woman. I don't know. And walking down this long hill to try to build houses with these wands in his hands. They're not lit up, which means it's been a very powerful and difficult time to show you a lesson that you had to learn on this walk on your path to spiritual enlightenment. You'll be tested by the spirits to see if you really believe this stuff or does she not. Let's go test her. And she's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? This is too damn hard. And then it's all this stuff going on dealing with prospects and with the house and with money and with everything that you believe in, trying to hold on to your faith and they're trying to test you. Now you're trying to test me. What are you talking about? But it's going to work out because the third wand in the bunch is red and lit up, which means there's power. And never lose your faith, never lose your power, and never lose your ability to trust in God. Because it's been a rough road, but now it's always opening. There's a clear path in that road right now.
So don't lose heart.
Don't lose heart. And the number 10 means the power of fire and beginnings. And wands represent fire. And the red robe he has on represents fire, which means there's power. And you're not walking into the power. You are the power. You are it. It's your higher self. Your higher self. You are it. And never lose fact that you are an extension of God energy. So how could it not work? How could it not turn out right? It always has to. You're living in the mind of God. What a powerful place to live.
Yes. I really needed that this morning.
Amen.
Amen. So it is. Thank you so very much. Ten of Wands.
Okay. That's right.
I'm not going to forget that one. You know, I remember when you were still here, your Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
New moon Thursdays.
Meditation on new moon. Uh-huh.
I did. I bought some tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I never used those.
Wow.
So I guess I'll have to try and dabble.
That's right. You know what? It's all going to work out when you look at the energy and put yourself in the card and see how this relates to you, and you'll be the best tarot reader on the planet.
Yeah, and I'm not afraid anymore of that.
Oh, no, there's no need to be. It's a symbol, it's an archetype, and it's a energy of an oracle, oracular nature, so it's going to be okay.
Okay.
All right.
Love you, too, very much.
Love you.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, you have a wonderful, fantabulous weekend.
We will.
And tell the same thing to Tristan. Okay, next caller. Area code 404, my hometown. I'm right here in beautiful Atlanta, GA. Hello, area code 404. Yes, who's this?
This is Carolyn.
Oh, my God, my sweetie pie. Hey, Carolyn.
How's I'm fine. She's doing great. She's doing great.
Great. That's good.
Yes. I didn't have a question either. I just wanted a general reading.
A general thing? Let me pull a card for you.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm going to pull and shuffle and keep my energy closed. But think of a good question in your mind. Only in your mind. Okay. Oh, what I pulled was the Four of Pentacles. There's this little man sitting there looking all grumpy, even though he's got lots of money. He's got a pentacle on his head, a pentacle in his lap, and two pentacles under his feet, living in a castle. So why is he worried about money? And the energy behind him is all these other castles. He's living behind gray walls, and he's grumpy looking because there's someone afraid that when things get out of whack about money itself, that, oh, my God, it's going to be worse. I can't do it right now. Never say those things. Just say, you know what? This is not in my budget today or whatever. Don't make negative instances about yourself ever, about money especially, because money carries a very heavy-duty emotional energy with it. It's very powerful. So the thing is to say, you know, it takes money to live in this physical realm. So I am grateful to you, God, for showing me all creative ways to create an aspect of prosperity for myself. And I thank you that things are always in my direction and for my highest good. I never worry about money, and money comes to me. You know what I say? Money, money, come to me. Shaken from the money tree. In abundance, 3 times 3, money, money, come to me. And there's a thing you say after that in Sanskrit, which says, Trinka, Trinka, 5, which means 5 times that money is going to multiply immediately. You're bringing it into manifestation. Yeah. And watch the power, because you understand this. You graduated from my mystery school, and you are an honorary graduate, and so is Jeannie. So I know that you know how these principles work. So they're going to work for you. And even the new love you have in your life, I feel his energy too. There's good things happening with him. He's a good guy.
Yes.
And who is his name? Sasha L. What's his name? L.
Lamont.
Lamont. His energy is very powerful. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, keep that going. Don't be mistrusting of him because of a previous relationship. Learn to see him for the beauty that he brings to you in this experience. Because you've done tarot readings on him and everything in your mind and everything. So he won't be afraid of this.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Very good. You're so welcome.
Have a good weekend.
You too, sweetheart. Have a great weekend. Tell my girl I said hello.
Okay, I will.
If you have a call, press 1, everybody. You want to call in, press 1. You're calling in. Area code 203, it looks like. 203.
Hi. No, you already did me, but I have another question.
Okay.
If I may.
And who is this?
Toya.
Oh, Toya. Okay. That's okay. You have another question.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I'm walking through the train. But,
you sound like you're breathing hard. Oh, my God. I hope you're not pushing the train.
Bag.
Okay. You're not pushing the train or anything on track. Good for you.
Okay. No. I am on probation, and I am in a drug treatment program, and I have been in there for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know, do you see anything coming to an end?
I do. You know what? I pulled this card for some reason. It's the 5 of Swords, which means over all these other people, there's 4 other people involved. You are the 5th person, which means you stand out and you are victorious. So look for this in the next 5 months. for it to come to a complete end. And you'll be happy and free. I see you looking behind you. This is your past. Don't bring it up again, ever, in your mind. Oh, don't ever bring it up.
I will never. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like, this has been so, like, a traumatic experience.
I know it has.
All.
So in August or September, see yourself completely free and happy and joyous and starting your life in a positive direction in a good way.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Take care, Toya.
You too, and have a good weekend again.
You too. Have a good weekend. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, this is John. You're in the chat room, and you just want some general stuff. Okay. I don't like to do general readings. I'd like to have a question to tie my time, but that's okay. I will do that. What I'm seeing right now, John, is certain things. I'm pulling cards. Wow. I do see this. I see the Queen of Cups. I love cups because it's a water sign, water energy. And on this, she's sitting in this big seashell-crested chair on the beach. And with waves crashing in, what does that mean for me? And she's holding a cup. And what does that still mean for me? That means that prosperity is on the way. It also means this. There's a woman involved in this aspect. There may be even a business partner coming up that has a female energy or is a female herself. Nurturing and loving, something you may not have gotten before. Now it's time to receive it and not be afraid of it and not shun it away, but good energy coming to you. I see that wind is coming up right in the next month, so that's a very powerful symbol. Keep your ears to the ground and keep your heart open and receptive because good things are happening for you. When you thought they weren't going to happen, now they're unfolding. And your attitude has to change and your mental energy has to project. Only good thoughts and only good will come in. I promise you. Okay, we have another caller. Press 1. Or somebody in that wonderful chat room so they can blog. let me know what's going on. Very powerful energy. No questions? No takers? Are you sure? Okay. Well, if you have a question in the future, you can always reach me at www.prophet.reggie.com. And my toll-free number is 800-401-8129. And I'm open usually from 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, we understand that what that means. So that's at 4 o'clock your time. But for you, if you're calling from the West Coast, I'll extend my hours. And if anybody wants the rate, if they frighten you, there's subscription rates and also there's on a sliding scale if you need rates right now. But also, if you are a mother and Mother's Day, I'll give you a special rate for your readings. And also, if you're over the age of 55, I will give you a really good discount because we consider those people senior citizens, but they're our golden people. So not to worry. Call the number. If you have a question, an oracle question, let me know. Area code 401.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie. It's Erica.
Erica, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
So I have a metaphysical question.
Yes.
I am experiencing some temporary lower back pain,
uh-huh.
And I can't figure out what the thought is that's creating that.
The thought is not making a decision about something very powerful that will affect your life. Normally, it deals with something to deal with traveling or moving. It normally does. Moving or traveling. Lower back means I can't make a decision about this. What am I doing? So it locks all the energy in your lower back, which means, oh, my God, am I going backwards or forward? Do I want to stay here? Do I want to move forward or move to another location? What's going on here? It's making me crazy. And also, it feels like another person who's watching this experience from afar, male energy, who you really don't trust. You don't trust this person, and they're sending energy vibrations that are not always helpful. So what you want to do is send white light around your body, around your back, because the back is a seat of judgment as well as the front part of that chakra, the seat of judgment and decision-making. Just tell yourself every day, I'm surrounding myself with white light because white light changes and destroys negative energy. And my whole life is going to be empowered and enlightened with the white light. I am the light. It's in me and around me, through me, and acting as me. That's what you want to do and say. And that back pain will leave, and you'll be on the path to something else you want to create in your life.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'll do that.
I've had a lot of people with back problems from out in California, Utah, everywhere. They tell me, oh, my God, what am I going to do? As soon as they did that, Erica, honest to God, it left them, and then they're living. And guess what? If they had a business, it increased 10, 15, 20% in sales and revenue. It's amazing to me how that happens. So when that clears up, everything clears up.
Yeah.
Like I tell you, God ain't broke. He'll provide you with everything you need. Just learn to use this instrument called your body and your soul to empower your life for ascension.
I will. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Let me look in the chat room and see what's going on. Any chatters? No. John, is that John? He feels like he's at his end. Oh, he's calling in now. Okay. Press 1, John. Are you there? Let me see. Is that area code? It says John. Okay, it's John's right here. I see the line is open, John. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I was trying to type it in. I just can't seem to type this morning and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Bless your heart. That's okay. No, you're a good guy.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You say, I feel like I'm at my end. What does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, I have been battling with these online classes here for a minute. And I got all the way down to actually doing a review and right before the finals and stuff, and it just seems like, you know, me and the professor have been going at it and stuff, and then just broke communication. I couldn't get in to do the finals. I couldn't do anything, and then like yesterday, I happened to just read an email, and they had gave me one more opportunity to attempt it and stuff, you know. And this was after I had waited all weekend, you know, anticipating the answer and stuff, you know. And I just felt like I don't even want to deal with
like,
it.
Feel like giving up. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what? That's a test in patience and endurance. That's all it is. But I feel this, too. I feel that something else is about to happen. In 2 days, the Two of Cups shows up. It's a good thing happening. And there's something very powerful. Somebody's a Leo or fire energy that has responsible. And there's a woman with academic superiority. She's doing something, too. I don't know if she's a professor or what she is. But this male professor has an energy of not knowing what's really going on with him. And so there's some judgment against you that's not right. Now, oh, my God, what are you majoring in? Is this something broadcasting or some kind of communicate? What are you majoring in?
Well, DeVry University, well, I'm in the process of transferring schools and everything.
Yes.
And stuff, you know? And so there's a lot of stuff going on and stuff. And actually, I'm thinking about just sitting out and just taking a break. But I'm studying computer technology. Well,
yeah, okay.
Networking.
Yeah,
networking.
And that's important. It is. It's very difficult sometimes to do that, getting network licensing and also getting certified. That's the word I'm seeing, certification, as a network somebody, being certified. And that's very powerful to get that license to say, I got certified from DeVry, because it's a very difficult school anyway. But it's a good thing for technical information. And being certified is very wonderful. But the thing is, this man knows you're very smart and knows you're able and very capable, and you study very hard. So don't look at this as a defeat. Look at this as an opportunity to open up to get more information. And then there's a secret about this guy, why this is going on, going at it with you. That's not necessary. He shouldn't do that. It should not be. But you know what? It's his issue. It's not yours.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was like, I don't understand it, you
right.
know, like I said, because it had happened to me early in the session and stuff, so I had spent the entire session catching up and stuff, and whereas I had to do like 3 weeks worth of work and stuff, you know, in 2 or 3 days.
Right.
And stuff, you know, and I made it all the way up to this point here and stuff, and then it was like I would just shut out and stuff, and then no communication and stuff, you know. And then I was like, okay, maybe I do need, you know, because people had been telling me to take a break before I changed schools and stuff,
right?
You know? And I was like wanting to keep on, and well, I do need to work on some other aspects of, you know, bringing in you know, income.
Right, I understand. But does this guy have some other issues going on, too? I think he's been serving more than one capacity as a professor, but there's something else going on he serves as, too. And it's stressful for him. Do you know about that?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't.
There's something else, like an adjunct person for something else. So he's taking all that pressure on himself, on you, and you became the target. So don't worry about that. If you need to take a break, take a break, but catch up later. But don't keep catching up, because that's not a good image. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, like I said, I was just going to just let that be it with the VRI.
Yeah.
Just let that be it, and then I was just concentrating on transferring and starting
exactly.
school in June.
That's right.
Here, you know, and it'll be something altogether different. And
probably less expensive.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, like I said, since I have that month out of school and stuff, so, you know, I was going to, you know, trying to find something creative, you know, to
beef
create.
Up the income.
Yeah.
And see yourself in that already, John. See yourself. You're not at your wit's end, and you're not the end of anything. You're at the beginning. It feels
yeah.
like the end.
Yeah, it's the beginning of something new.
That's right. And see that and be grateful for it in your heart. Okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, stuff. You know, I am very grateful for what it all that I do receive and stuff, you know.
I know you do. You're going to receive a lot more. Burn a green candle.
Okay.
For prosperity, I'm not kidding. Burn it for 7 days for prosperity. And all you see is the prosperity that you have already and the income coming in. And watch what happens.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. In 7 days, when you call, it's 7 days from today, which is another Friday, and call in and give me your testimony. It's going to be great.
Okay. So I don't need to be going to the casino. Nothing to
No, no, because the casino is only a gamble. With God, you don't have to gamble at all. It already is.
I'm gonna go get a green candle today.
Yeah, please do that.
I get a couple of green candles.
Okay, and if you feel something impulsive to tell you, go do this or go to Vegas and do this, go do that. Then that's when you do it. You feel the impulse. If you don't waste your money. But if you do, try it.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
I'll
follow those instructions.
Absolutely.
And I'll speak with you next Friday.
Yay.
I appreciate you taking out the time to speak with me, Dr. Reggie.
Oh, no problem at all, John. God bless you.
All right. Peace, brother.
All right. All right. Don't forget to call in and press 1-1-1-1 to have fun. Call in. Press 1. And what I want to do is tell you about the Mystery School starting in June at the Open Mind Center, and that's here in Atlanta, in Roswell, Georgia, and which is a very mystical place, at 1575 Old Alabama Road in Roswell, Georgia. It's the Open Mind Center. And you go out and call and say, when is the Mystery School in June? I think it's around the 15th. No, it isn't. It's around the 6th. It's on a Thursday, I believe. Thursday, June 6th, it's going to start. So call in for the Mystery School. In fact, I have some information right here for it that I did yesterday. I made sure I printed it out so I wouldn't lose the information on it. And I did that so I can make sure I keep up to date with everything. I updated my brochure. So that's what I did. It's going to start on – where's the second part of this thing? It's on June 6th. Yeah, here it is. It is on June the 6th. Thursday, June 6th. Yes. Beginning at 6:30 p.m. And we cover a lot of things in the Mystery School. We're covering God consciousness, the goddesses, the gods, the different pantheons and religions, earth-based religions, the elements and the elementals, candle magic, moon magic, the phases, the rituals, and the folklore. And how do you do rituals? What's the reason? How to write them? How to perform them? Herbology, aromatherapy, the magical names, your name and what they mean, and your totem animals, the Sabbats and the Esbats, which means the holy days and the holy nights for the moon rituals, how to use crystals, divination, developing your own spiritual psychic ability and intuition, prayers and incantations, the energy of Wicca and the good health, and what you want to do to maintain that, reincarnation, psychic healing, Reiki, clairvoyance, chakras, and a whole lot more in meditation. So that's going to be a great 1 year course. You're going to be blown away, and we give certificates out, your certification, and we help you to do things in the area of your career, your new career from the Mystery School. So please call me 800-401-8129. If you want to leave your address or an email, I will send you the brochure. Okay? And that's what you want to do. Just give me your email and I will send you the brochure. And there will be classes in the future online. If you can't travel to Georgia, there will be. And I'll tell you what those classes are. We're breaking those down into a quarter. And I'll develop those for you in the future and give you those. All right? With the green candle, John, in the chat room, yes, I want you to take one drop of olive oil, one drop on your pointed finger, which represents prosperity, and cover that whole candle with just one drop. You'll be amazed how that oil travels with olive oil. It represents peace and prosperity, even on the wick of the candle. And take some scissors and cut the wick only to about 3 inches so it can burn longer. That's the secret of burning the candle. You cut the wick down to about 3 inches. It will burn a long time. And when you anoint that candle with the oil, the intention, when you touch the candle, just say, this candle brings me prosperity and abundance and a good decision for what I want in this life. I affirm it. I decree it. I believe it. And so it is. And burn that candle for 7 days. If you have to leave the house, of course, turn the candle out. But don't blow out a money candle because you're blowing away your money. You snuff it out or take your fingers and take some water and take it out. But maintain the intention inside the candle wax. Because I read candle wax. Students have come to me and said, what does this mean? And I told one woman with a red candle that she burned, the three guys chasing her that she met. And she said, oh, my God, can you see? I said, yeah, three men. And that's three things going on sexually. Don't tell my husband. I'm not going to tell him anything. But I want you to know that I know what's going on. So candle wax readings are what we do in Mystery School, too. So I won't give you a lot. But take that candle right now. And when you do that energy, you get the new one. You said you're going to buy two. Take and do both of them the same way. Anoint them, bless them, and burn them for 7 days. And give me the results, please. Anybody else? Press one. Let me see. 678 area code.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning. Is this Susie?
This is Susie. How you doing?
Where have you been? You've been hiding on the west crater of Mars. I can't find you.
I've been really, really, really very, very busy.
I know.
In the last couple of months, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the psychic hotline still working?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I saw that site with the Christian psychics. I thought that was a unique perspective on everything. So what, do you have a question for me?
Of course.
Of course, okay. I know it deals with love. I can feel it.
Yes. So what do you got for me on that whole thing? It seems to be progressing really, really well.
I'm going to pull a card for you right now.
Very indecisive, you know, not me, him.
Yeah.
And yes, but I do feel, absolutely feel that he has true feelings for me.
Yes. The Two of Wands came up. And in that card, there's a man with blonde hair or gray hair holding the globe in his right hand and holding the wand in his left hand, and he's looking out over the whole city. Which means there's a lot going on in his mind, a lot he has to contemplate.
Mm-hmm.
And more than recently, this man is changing his energy. That globe represents his wedding band, which he takes on and off, mostly off these days. And that means it's coming closer and closer to you. So don't give up your faith. Just hold on to the energy.
I will do that, Dr. Reggie. How are you and Cynthia doing?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes, I'm hoping to come and see you at the Open Mind Center very soon.
Yes, I saw you one day about a few months ago, and I was so surprised.
Yes, I'm going to come and see you again because we'll have to catch up.
Yes, that place is wonderful, though. It has beautiful, some gifts and everything is wonderful.
Yes, I love the place.
I really do.
It's a wonderful place. It has a very good feeling and lots to offer everyone.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. They do yoga, Pilates, meditation, everything down there.
I love it. That's
they gave
the
me a permanent, permanent class space.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of business I would love to be involved with. So.
Yeah. Oh, you should be.
Yes, I would really, it interests me to put the right tools and things in other people's hands so that there's nothing quite like getting a message of hope to other people.
That's right. But you know what you should do? When they have their psychic fair,
mm-hmm.
go and talk to Charmaine and tell her that you are an intuitive and you want to work on the psychic fair coming up. I think it's on the 13th maybe. It's on a Sunday. But let her know that you're interested in doing it
mm-hmm.
for next
okay.
month. They do it every
okay.
month for next month. And then let her know. And she may give you an audition with a psychic reading. And it's okay. You do that, whatever tools you use, do it. You like something for five seconds or 5 minutes or whatever. And then you'll be on the floor and then get paid. So that's good for the whole day, you know?
Yeah, that's very good. And the perk is I get to see Dr. Reggie.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, bless your heart.
Well, very good, Dr. Reggie. It
okay.
was just really wonderful talking to you. And thank you very much for the message.
And I have a question for you. How's the grandbaby?
She's beautiful. She's very beautiful. She's dark hair, lots of hair.
Oh, my God.
And she's
that's that Italian these... image. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, her dad is of black descent, and so she has lots of very beautiful features there from that.
I didn't know that.
And yeah, she's just a very, very, a very beautiful girl.
Oh.
Mhm.
That reminds me of the other baby that Jesse has. He's another Reiki master, and his baby came over to the house one day. He brought her over. She is drop dead gorgeous. That little girl.
Oh.
Oh my God, she's absolutely beautiful.
And I got to see the grand baby boys
mm-hmm.
last weekend. That's not going to be a habit of seeing them, unfortunately. But my middle child, my son, is actually
mm-hmm.
unfortunately going over to Afghanistan very soon.
But what you're going to do is send him with love and light, you know, so he'll be protected, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No negative energy, no energy of worry. We send positive energy and angels surrounding him.
Exactly. He'll be fine.
Yes, he will. Because
all right. You have a wonderful, beautiful weekend.
You too, Dr. Reggie. I'll see you soon. Give my love to Cynthia.
I sure will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick 2-minute break, not even that long. The Open Mind Center is your all-inclusive home for instructive programs, wellness services, and products intended to heal your body, nourish your soul, and awaken your spirit. The Open Mind Center provides wellness and bodywork services such as yoga, massage therapy, energy healing, intuitive consultations, reflexology, and hypnosis. We also offer classes and workshops and house a holistic gift shop and bookstore, a tea room with free Wi-Fi, and a meditation room. At the Open Mind Center, we offer such a vast array of classes, activities, and services. You can meet all of your holistic health and spiritual wellness needs right under one roof. Less traveling for the body, more journeying for the soul. Conveniently located at 1574 Old Alabama Road in Roswell, near the Holcomb Bridge exit on Georgia 400. Visit our website at www.theopenmindcenter.com or call 678-243-5074. The Open Mind Center, a place to be, a way to be. That was really great. Does anybody else, I see everybody in this queue look like they had a reading. If you have other questions, call in or press 1. And I'll be happy to answer them and deal with you and work with you lovingly and supportively. So, and the number is 914-338-0590. Okay. 948-914, I'm sorry. 338-0590. That's it. Cindy does every day. I sometimes don't look at the board. If there's a question, please press 1, even if you had a reading already. Area code 301.
Dr. Reggie.
Yes.
Hi, this is Artis.
Artis, hey. Oh my God, where have you been?
Oh, I've been here. I just felt like listening and gathering all the information.
Right.
Because I was gathering it about the candle.
Yes, very powerful.
So I'm definitely going to use that method also.
Yes, you should. It's very good for you because when things want to happen, and I'm pulling a card for you right now, and I see something very powerful too. I see the 8 of Pentacles, and Pentacles represent nothing but money. They're golden coins with the elements on them of earth, air, fire, water, spirit. There's a little boy in the card carving out a pentacle on his table. He's about 9 years old. That means inside of you, there's this wonderful energy, your inner child, ready to break free and break out. You've done some things to get yourself set up, but there's still some things that need to be done in terms of travel and movement, and also spiritual energy that needs to be worked on from the area of shamanism and earth-based reality, rituals and stuff like that. You've done this before in another lifetime, and it's always going to haunt you until you finish it or do a book on it. So you're bringing closure to a lot of those things, and I feel that.
Yeah.
And let go of everything in your past. Let go of everything in your past. That means relationships, the old money, the old feelings, the old stuff, because if you don't let go of them, they will resurface in your life and bring up those experiences again. And experientially, you do not want that to happen. So what you're doing is now releasing, and surrendering, burning the candle, lighting a new way for the path of enlightenment, okay? And you'll be out of your situation forever. 401 is in Maryland, is that correct?
410 is Maryland.
401 is, where is this?
401.
Wait, you're 301.
Yeah, I'm 301.
And that's
Maryland,
also
DC.
Maryland, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Maryland, D.C. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Maryland. Yeah, I mean, Baltimore, right. Yeah.
Right, that's the where the planes and stuff like that. I see all the energy. So with that happening, that's a good thing. You want to move closer and closer away from D.C., but more closer to the southern part.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I see
I've always wanted to do that.
And you go, oh, wow.
That my energy, it escalates when I move away for
that's
whatever
right.
reason.
That's right.
Away from here.
And you will.
Yeah.
You will do it as soon as you put your mind to it and say, I'm releasing everything from behind me, and I'm ready to move
right.
forward. Because
right.
if you keep on worrying about moving forward, you're going to have problems with your feet and your ankles.
Hmm.
I hope you
only thing that's holding me, only thing that's basically I'm dealing with right now, and it's not going to be long, is my mom who had been sick. She just had a pacemaker, and it seems as though, since I'm the oldest of five of her children, it seems like I'm the one that has the brunt of the responsibility with her.
Right.
I can't seem to get any of my siblings to assist with me. Which
that's okay. That's okay. That's okay,
meeting,
too.
You know
what?
Yeah, but
that's
the way it is. But I'm going to do what I'm going to do with my mom because that's
right.
my mom.
Right.
You know, but once
even
I get
if they
in
don't because
trips,
they're individuals, that's okay. You're doing the right thing right now and doing taking care of that because there's only one mom in the universe, you know, when you're dealing with that aspect of it. And she gave birth to you in this creation.
Right.
So it's okay. And there's a wonderful thing, the service you return to her is by seeing her needs met. But after that's done and you think she had full recovery or praying for a full recovery, let it be done. Her heart energy is the thing that's the problem. And you know me and candle magic, you burn a pink candle for love and for healing and for nurturing. Pink is for love and healing and nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And her heart will heal and see her heart healing. Your heart beat with your mom's because you're an extension of her in the physical realm. And see her healed and whole and loving.
And the green, of course, is for
the prosperity and money. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you put it out, when you don't want it to burn, you don't blow it out.
No.
You pitch it out or...
Or snuff it out with a snuffer, a candle
snuff
snuffer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the energy inside the candle.
Or you smother it. That's the
same
way.
Right. That's what snuffing is, uh-huh.
But you don't blow, like you're blowing out a candle for...
No, because if you do, you blow it into the wind. You don't want that.
Right.
You want your money to stay in. But with the heart candle, you can blow that because that's what you wanted it to expand. You want love to expand. But you want
love
that money
to
be with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, Doc, I'm, the last few days, my tooth have been bothering me. Of course, then my allergies have been. I've been a little bit under the weather, and that's, but I looked at it positively as some energy shifting. But could you tell
there
me
is,
what's going on with that?
There's something else, too. When teeth are bothering you, it depends on where it is, the upper part of your mouth or the bottom part of your mouth?
The bottom part.
Okay, on the left side or the right?
On your right facing me on my left.
So it's on your left side, which means...
Mm-hmm.
The left side of the body represents female energy. The right side of the body represents male energy. So there's concern about your mom, about her being here, and she'll be here. Don't worry about that. Don't even predict. We can't predict death or life or anything for her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a worry. When there's teeth loose or pain, I'm worried about something in the family. On the right side is a male. The left side is female. So
yeah,
about your mom... Yeah, it is.
Yes,
worry about your mom and her survival. Don't worry about it. Know that she's going to survive and she'll be okay. Even in her 90s or 80s or whatever it is she's supposed to be here, her time, God is energizing her body, not innervating her body. He's energizing her body.
Mm-hmm.
And see her heal and see her whole. And so it is.
And so it is.
Okay?
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Okay, there's a question from the chat room. Julia, you're in Colorado. Let's see, what changes do I see coming up for you, Julia? Let me look at the card. There could be some changes. Wow, the first thing the card showed me was opposition, which is really interesting. And it's wands. And five of wands means there's some kind of subliminal or real or realized kind of opposition or fighting energy, not where people are actually fighting, but energy. You feel like things are against you right now, but they're going to change. Everything is going to change. These energies are five wands competing, but you're the person in the middle and saying, I can repel all this negative energy that's surrounding me with all kinds of drama, with love or children or money or whatever it is. I'm going to repel all this stuff and succeed and prosper. That's what this is. And also, there's a gentleman, I don't know who he is, a nice guy, he seems, but in the card, there's a bandage around his head with a blood stain on it, which means there's an emotional wound. And he's standing behind wands, and there's an emotional thing with him where he's been wounded emotionally. And he wants to be loved, he wants to be nurtured, but that's what his mother should have done many years ago. But you know what? You're not his mom or dad, whoever this person is. And there'll be changes for you to bring peace and balance into your life. And that's what you're working on right now. Okay? That's what I see in those cards. Okay. Any other questions in the chat room or on the line? Press 1. 914-338-0590. Press 1. Press 1. Even if you had a reading before, it's okay. I thought I saw something light up. My imagination.
Yeah, area code
678. Okay, yeah, there is. Area code 678.
Dr. Reggie, it's Susie.
Oh, Susie again. Hey, Susie.
Yeah, I have, I'm having lots of difficulty with my daughter. She's a taker, 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 and
mm-hmm.
she's always looking for more. So right now she's not talking to me because she is not thinking practical, and I'm having a very, very big, big issue with her about that.
Okay, well, you know what? Remember this. She's your daughter. and she came from you, but she's only on loan to you. So she's an individual person with individual insight, individual perspective, and she's individuating her whole lifespan. And as a taker, 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 she feels that there will not be enough. It's going to run out. There's not going to be enough. Enough time, enough money, enough family, enough anything. It's going to run out. And I got to collect it like a squirrel gathering nuts for the winter. And I'm going to take, 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 and never give back. And that's a pretty sad person.
Yeah.
I don't know where she got the energy from to do that, but I'm seeing the energy right now. And there's also the Ten of Cups, which is a good thing, but there's things that she wants. And all these wonderful things she wants, like the parties and the wonderful clothes and the travel to different places and exotic places and all that stuff, and feels it's supposed to be her birthright for you to do it for her, but it's not. That's not your job to do that. It's her job to create those things for herself.
Right.
And she doesn't want to, but the thing is, she's going to have to. You have to learn to stop giving, giving, giving. Even though it's your daughter, she has to learn a lesson, lesson, lesson about not taking, taking, taking.
Yes.
And even though she's not speaking to you or get mad with you, that is her reality, not yours.
Right.
It is a form of supreme manipulation to get her
yes.
way, to have a tantrum. I want my way or else. Well, then there'll just be an or else. And the or else is going to be on her side, not yours. Let her go through it.
She's not going to keep my granddaughter from me, will she?
No, that's another thing. That's a threat that she uses. That's another
yes.
threat. And that's a manipulation. You won't see your granddaughter. And it's a horrible thing for a mother to do to her mother, that she can't see her grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
And try to use that as a control mechanism for fear. Because she can't
right.
get away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just tell her, no, I'll just go and adopt a grandbaby. I don't need yours. Do what you want to do. But I'm not going to be fooled or manipulated by you again. This is supposed to be a family of love and light. If you can't do that, then you don't know how to be a mother. If you're going to manipulate your own mother, how can you be a mother to your child?
That's right, Dr. Reggie.
You know, and let her know. With no unkind words, let her know. I think it's very bad for you to do this to your own mom. And you're representing the mother energy for a baby, a brand new baby who doesn't
mm-hmm.
know these things. You're not showing a good way. Then one day that baby's going to grow up and say, where's my grandma?
That's right. And the same thing with my other grandchildren
mm-hmm.
too. Yes.
But you know what I'm feeling? One thing I see is the energy of clouds in these cards, and that means that she doesn't respect your way of life and your religion or your religious beliefs. Is that what's happening?
She actually is very, very in tune with the spiritual side of things, and so is her boyfriend. So,
well, if that's the case, they would be more loving and forgiving and nurturing, not
exactly.
withholding anything. Because in the universe, you don't withhold anything.
Well, she just had the baby 6 weeks ago, and he really hasn't had a steady job, and he's pretty much living rent-free right now.
That's why she takes. She feels there's not going to be enough. There's never enough.
Yeah.
I got to take and hoard stuff like the squirrels, because my boyfriend's not working or my husband's not working, and
mm-hmm.
I got to make money on my own. I can't do this by myself. A woman out here alone and blah, blah, blah. I got to take from you and take from him and take from my family, because the boyfriend's being a louse and not doing
mm-hmm.
anything. So he got to learn
right.
to love himself more, too, and love himself, that he will open his mind to be more positive. He's very spiritual, like you said. He would
mm-hmm.
do those things. Yeah, he would.
Exactly. So, I mean, I hope
and that's
that
all you have
thing-
to see. Don't try to change
yeah.
her mind. You can't change her. You can't change one iota of this woman. She's got her
no.
own individuated perspectives about living. What you see is something different. See her in love. See her in light. And you know what? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. See her as a changed woman, and God will do the rest.
See, Dr. Reggie, I always get beautiful, beautiful responses from you. That's
oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, that's why we keep you hanging around here.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
And I love you, Dr. Reggie.
You said the word here. I heard some New York, New Jersey accent on the end of that. Where are you originally from?
Yeah, I'm from Long Island.
In New York. Okay, I could hear it in
yeah.
your voice.
Yes. It will always be in me.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay.
All right, Dr. Reggie. I love you. I'll see you soon. Thank you
love
very
you.
Much.
All right. Have a good weekend. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Kathy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Believe it, Kathy. Believe it.
I just got up a little while ago, got my coffee, and I go, oh, my God, I forgot.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart. I'm drinking my coffee, too. Hazelnut, by the way.
Oh, this is my day off, so I usually sleep a little later.
Oh, I know. I don't blame you. Oh, my God. Friday, too. That's great.
Yeah.
Sleep in. Have a good time. Enjoy it. What's your question today, Kathy?
Well, I'm on my spiritual journey, and just wondering where I'm going with it.
Okay. I see a lot of books around you. Are you reading a lot? Like reading, sit in the bed, just reading books, all these books around you, like Cynthia used to do.
Yeah.
And I see that. And the thing is, one book you need to get that's going to blow your mind is called The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. When you read this book, I swear to you, you will never be depressed again, ever. I'm not kidding. You'll be blown away on your spiritual development path, and you'll look at everything differently.
Wow.
Because it shows you examples of what happened to people and how they dealt with it. It's a very powerful book. It deals with everything about manifestation, the law of attraction, the law of realization, the law of prayer. All those things in that book with stories, and they're fantastic living thing to do. And a summary at the back of each chapter, a summary of what you went over already. So please get this book if you get a chance.
I definitely will. That'll be number 60.
Right. It changed Cynthia. She read the book. I gave her an idea and got the book for her, and she became a changed woman. And it's true. She was never depressed again.
Wow.
Never. Mm-hmm. She had moments of temptation of being depressed, but she would never get depressed, and she kept that promise to herself.
I know. That's what I do. You know, sometimes I flip-flop, and I'm trying to stay on the path.
Yes, and you do. And that's good. And always forgive yourself.
Right.
Forgive yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not beat yourself up.
Right.
Because people say, oh, my God, I'm living in sin. Well, what is sin? It means missing the mark. That's all. Not dying and going to hell. It means you missed the mark. Go back, forgive yourself, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always. And you're growing very well in your ability to be intuitive, too.
Well, I was hoping for that.
Well, you are. I see it. That's what you're asking for, and I see that. And to bring in things, manifesting things on a good level. So that's a good thing, too. You have natural teaching ability and healing ability in your body.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you know that, huh?
Well, I'm a Reiki master. So.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's what Jesus said.
That class I was going to go to out west, I was the only one that signed up, so she's probably going to cancel that.
Oh. What class was this?
It was a quantum healing class with the angels.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful class. And you can be certified as a quantum healer, too.
Right. Yeah.
But the class is online free.
Is it?
Yeah. It's called quantum healing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's online.
I guess.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Kathy didn't hear you. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the question?
Oh, I guess there's a reason why I'm not supposed to go now.
Oh, yeah, because it's online. And get perspective on it, and you can be self-certified. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quantum healing is a very powerful energy, like quantum jumping. It goes above and beyond Reiki, really. It does. But you're realizing there are hands superimposing your own hands when you do the healing, either in person or remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful energy. I've done it before, and I think it's fantastic.
Is it Karuna?
Karuna energy is very good. That's the Hawaiian energy of Reiki. And becoming a Karuna master, and that's a good thing to get anointed or to get certified as a Karuna healer. It's very good. I know somebody who's done that too. But her energy is always making her kind of sad sometimes or depressed. And I've never heard anything like that. So anyway.
Huh, because my teacher, my Reiki teacher, and her friend are going to teach 1 and 2.
Right. Okay. What I'm going to do right now, and doing the energy is very good. What I'm going to do is move, we have 10 minutes, and I can do one more reading for somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to the next person. If they've done it already, push the button. If not, I'll come back to you. So, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Any other callers, please press 1 now. This is it. You'll be the last one if you have a reading that you want to get, a question you want to have. Call in the number, 914-338-0590. And press 1 on your keypad. Last call.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, area code 203. Okay,
yes.
203. Okay. And who's
Hi,
this?
Hi, Victoria. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, hey.
As you know, I have a lot going on with me, but if you want to continue with the other callers, no problem. Or
if there's no other callers calling in, I'll do that. Let me look real quick, Toya. I'm looking at the keyboard and the control panel and looking to see if there is anybody calling in. If not, I'm going to go to Toya as the last caller.
Okay.
I'm looking at the chat room, too. Okay, this is somebody who has an interview today, and I don't know who this is. It's in the chat room. You have an interview today. Well, with this employer, I see two things happening. They're balancing the fact. I see on the Two of Pentacles, there's a particular person walking high in the air on a tightrope and juggling two coins in their hands. Should I hire this person because they haven't worked in a long time or 3 years or whatever, and there's no way to trace the record, or if you've been self-employed, they don't know. On the other hand, they see you as qualified for doing it. If it's technical, they want to make sure you can catch up, and I'm sure you can. If it's managerial, or that kind of, they can see that too. They know it. So I see good things happening, but I want you to see positive influence in your life and that you can do the job. See yourself at the job working and bringing home the paycheck and being happy about it. So be thankful in advance for what you want. That's how you get it. You have to show gratitude in advance as if it already is, and it shall be. Okay? Okay. Now, let's see what's going on. Now, I wonder if I can finish Toya's. What's your question?
Okay.
Toya, if you can make it real quick, I can do it. Toya, okay, 203.
Toya? Hi.
Can
okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but what is it? Real quickly.
Okay, real quick. I'm looking to move. The house room, do you see that move happening? I need a two-bedroom.
Okay, let me pull a card for you. I do see that happening, though. But the thing is, it gets kind of difficult for you because of your past and what's going on with you right now. But you got to forgive yourself and love yourself for who you are. I also see someone wanting to move with you.
Yeah,
yeah, I do.
Right.
And I'm not sure. This guy's handsome, you know, and wants to bring money in and stuff to help you. But he's not sure because you're not really sure. You don't want to get in any kind of trouble, any kind of drama. So take time in making your decisions. And I do see you moving. And they showed me maybe August, September, you'll be moving completely, having a good time.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank
all
you
right.
so much for taking my call again.
Oh, no problem.
God bless.
God bless you too, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to close the show soon. And what I'm going to do is the closing prayer. So please hold on to your energy. Hold on to your seatbelt and your garter belt. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of today. I ask that you take your hand and use the power of dispensation to bless everyone listening. Change their lives, change their perspective, and change their heart for a heart of love, a heart of gold, a heart of wonderful energy, that they open themselves up and be perceptive and healed in every area of their lives. I thank all the callers for calling in. I ask that you bless them with prosperity, with a new car, with new jobs, whatever they're asking for. When their asking meets their energetic equal, it shall be done unto them according to their belief and according to their faith. I believe this is so, and so it is. I want you to have a great weekend and be blessed and be enlightened. And we love you as God loves you. And we'll see you next week.